There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, who has just come out with something called the Contact Line, which a little bit that they're using some of the stuff coming from Mean Gene Leather to make that work in certain cases. The Contact Line has taken this whole ISIS welcome wagon. I thought they did. I think they got a barbarian belt or something there. They say they do on their website. Okay. And there's Gene there. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My next guest... you can find him at the War on Guns blog. He's written for the Jewish JPFO, the Guns Mag War on Guns blog, all over the place. Former National Gun Rights Examiner. This is the guy that broke everything wide open as far as the ATF. I'm sure the ATF, although there's members of the ATF that like him too. I don't know who they are. He probably doesn't either, but it doesn't matter because we're joined again by David Kodrew. Good morning, sir. David? Have we got David? Okay. This is what makes live radio so live, Gene. the possibility of having to pull back and regroup. The barbarian belts are in the contact line.
Okay, well, I mean, the G-Code is one of my dealers, closest friends and everything there, but... Yes. There are certain conditions there that we do have to separate. we don't want to disrupt the balance.
I understand. Well, I mean, are all the things that your dealers carry, are they all available at MeanGeneLeather.com?
Well, I mean, we got the barbarian belt, we got the shooter's belt, and we got the victory agent's belt.
Yep.
I think so. And some of our dealers carry, if not all three lines of belts, or just several.
Oh, okay. Now we have David. David, are you there?
I'm here. Can you finally hear me?
I can finally hear you, David. Good morning, sir.
Excellent. All right. Well, I've had people hang up on me before in my life, but never before they gave me a chance to say hello.
That would never be me, David. That would never be me.
All right.
I have in studio with me. I don't normally have anybody in studio with me, and I'm actually, this is going to be, you know how I deride another host because of having multiple guests while I'm doing it today, but he's coming up. He took a tactical class in, of all places, Athens, Georgia, which if you, I may be the only one that thinks that's places like Austin, Texas or anything, but David Kodrew, sitting in studio with me is Gene Higdon. He's a manufacturer out of, he makes gun leather.
Okay, well, nice to meet you, man.
Likewise, David.
Anyway, now Gene is out there. He gets all the fun stuff. You and I, we swim in this sea of stuff that I don't know about you, but from time to time I'm looking for an overpass and a nice short length of rope. Maybe.
Well, so in other words, I'm hearing that that we have a guy who actually gets to be able to get out to the range and enjoy the fruits of the Second Amendment. I just happened to have a nice dinner on Friday night with a group of people. It was Grant Cunningham and Paul Carlson, who are trainers here in Ohio, and I got invited along with a doctor, an orthopedist by the name of John Edine, who is out of Austin, Texas.
Right.
And they were taking a threat-centered revolver class here in northeastern Ohio by their Safety Solutions Academy. And so John called me up. He and I had met at the Gun Rights Policy Conference and said, I'm going to be in town, want to have dinner. And so, yeah, I made reservations at a place in Warren. And about nine of us gathered, and we had just a wonderful dinner and even better conversation. You know, when you get with gun people, it's certainly not the way the quote-unquote progressives want to portray us, you know?
Well, I mean, are you going to take the class?
This particular class, not at this time, I'm not going to. They were going to. I've got other things going on right now that I'm kind of pulling back on extraneous activities right now.
I understand. Lately, the courts have been smacking Obama around on immigration. Do you think that is done? I mean, I look at it, you look at it, a few other people look at immigration as a threat to gun rights. Do you think that one is done? As far as Obama is concerned, I kind of think it's done, but what do you think?
Well, I'm not quite certain what court decision. I mean, they have said that the certain things aren't consistent, but the bottom line is no. He and the entire establishment are dead set on making this happen. Plus, the damage has already been done. We have tens of millions of people that are in this country who are foreign nationals, and there is a definite push on for a pathway to citizenship. Hillary is making it a centerpiece of her campaign, and this is aided and abetted by the establishment Republicans beholden to the Chamber of Commerce and the cheap labor crowd that don't particularly see that this is the suicide of the Constitutional Republic. Now, I've had some people say, well, wait a minute, though, but, you know, they come from a place where there is no Second Amendment, and so maybe when they get here, they'll be persuaded. And my only rejoinder to that is, show me anything credible that says that is beyond wishful thinking, because every poll, every credible poll says that we are in for multi-generations of indoctrinated, anti-gun, knee-jerk, find a home in the Democrat Party new voters. And what that means, of course, is not only a legislative supermajority, but what was Heller, what was McDonald? They were 5-4. All you need is a one-vote shift in the Supreme Court, and guess what? They have reversed decisions before. I consider this the most, the biggest threat to the continued legal recognition of the right to keep and bear arms that gun owners are facing, and I'm incredibly disappointed that out of our leadership, only Gun Owners of America is recognizing this and raising the alarm for gun owners. Everyone else is hiding behind a single issue excuse.
See, what you're describing, though, is California, and that's what the nation will look like. And I saw this the other day. Did you know that 20% of all people on welfare are in California? The only people that can afford to live in California are the millionaires and the people on welfare, because there is no middle class in California.
Well, you know, and the funny thing is, all these exclusive elite one percenter progressives are kind of balking at having to do their, what's their terminology, their fair share of the water rationing, and they got to keep the lawns green and the pools filled, I guess.
I guess so. Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, the fine is to them. The fine is what they give the valet guy that parks our car.
Now, I got no problem if you're rich enough to bring a water truck in. You know, when I was a kid, we used to live in a foreign country. My dad was.
I tell you what. Before we hear the story, I want to hear the story about the foreign country. But we're coming up on the break. Where can people find David Codrea and what he does?
Well, actually, both DavidCodrea.com and WarOnGuns.com go to my The War on Guns blog. That, for now, is the repository of where I am referring people to my current work that's out there. So, WarOnGuns.com, DavidCodrea.com.
We'll be right back. I got two polar opposites, same kind of guy, though, hanging out with me today. David Codrea on the phone, Dean Higdon in the studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI-enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Teacher Redaction Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So the phone rings, and I pick it up, and it's Mark. And Mark says to me, hey, third Sunday, June, Father's Day, I ordered Dad a gun. It's here. He's going to build it out, and we're going to go out on Father's Day shooting. You want to come? And I said, yeah, what a great idea for a Father's Day gift, an AR-15 rifle kit from GunsJD.com. I think I'll get my dad one. He says, go ahead. See you out on the range. So we're going to meet on the range on Father's Day. Get your dad an AR-15 rifle kit at GunsJD.com, GunsJD.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. One of those places up in North Carolina where I think a lot of innovation is happening right now. They have got what I believe is their fourth generation coming out right now. All three generations still for sale, but prior to that, they're all still viable. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. In studio, I'm joined by Gene Higdon of Mean Jeans Leather. On the phone with me is I will always think of you as the Fast and Furious whistleblower, David Kodrya. You were telling a story about where coming to the country. Finish that up for me.
Oh, well, we were talking about the way that progressives ignore the law when it applies to themselves. And again, whenever I say progressives, it's just like when I say assault weapon, think of quotation marks around because they are anything but progressive.
Right.
And we were talking about how they ignore laws that are inconvenient to them. I brought up the example of the California drought and just starting to recall my childhood. From 1960 to 1965, most people don't realize this because I don't talk about it that much, but my family actually lived in Tehran, Iran. This is back before, you know, the place went mad, and at the time it was a culture that was modernizing, that had women's rights being recognized. I went to an international school with kids from all over the world, all different backgrounds, Jews, Christians, and Muslims, getting along just fine. If you didn't like a kid, it wasn't because you were prejudiced. It was because the kid was a jerk, okay? And we had a swimming pool in our home. My father was a plant manager for a B.F. Goodrich tire factory there, and we would have to get a truck that would come down and fill it up. I mean, this is something that's private, and if these people in California really want to, you know, have their own water supply, there's absolutely nothing stopping them from building their own reservoir and bringing in their own water. But to take it from everyone else and then to hold up that the rest of us have to do our fair share, when you're taking from a common source through a public utility, sorry, it doesn't work that way.
Recently, I agree with you on that. And the other part is, I guess you got to figure out which is more important in California, certain species of fish. It may be as long as your finger or people.
Yeah, well, we can't ignore the Delta smelt, right?
Right, that's right. We can't ignore the Delta smelt. Now, also coming out of California, we saw something happen in San Francisco, where in San Francisco, apparently, while, you know, recently in 2008, we were told this was not going to be the case. But in San Francisco, you got to lock your gun up and you can't have any hollow points. Even though in New York City, I don't remember when it was, but I mean, one of the reasons people carry hollow points is because regular rounds overpenetrate and go straight through like a 9mm high velocity round, which is what law enforcement carries a lot of the time. They're making the switch. While in California, it's illegal to own them. Are we seeing ourselves split into two Americas here?
Oh, we have been for a while. As a matter of fact, we're going to be seeing ourselves split into more than two Americas. We're going to be totally balkanized, so that while Obama is busy inserting people from named third world of country of your choice into a community that they will not readily share with the American public what their plans are, we are seeing the intentional balkanization of America. And what happened in San Francisco just shows you how perilous it is looking to the system that is controlled, where the game is rigged, for any kind of true redress when it comes to the Second Amendment. You and I both know what shall not be infringed means. Your listeners all know what shall not be infringed means. How the Supreme Court can refuse to hear a case where this is clearly not just an infringement, but a denial of rights. And this also goes to show that, you know, the left has gotten away from calling it gun control, and they want to pass it off as common sense gun safety.
Gun safety,
and,
yeah.
And again, you just raised a significant point that they have just actually made things more dangerous by requiring over-penetrating ammo, and and you want to take a look at some of the California construction codes and some of the apartments and things like that. And we have things that would more than happily go through walls and fetch something that it wasn't being aimed at. You know, and so this is just insane. The fact that that they can get away with it shows how tenuous the legal recognition of our rights goes. And Bill, what this points to is, I just got into kind of a private, not really an argument, but a caution. A state gun group put out an alert where they were talking about a particular gun issue. I won't go into it or identify them right now.
Right.
But their president was saying, well, no matter what it is, whether we like it or not, it's the law and we have to obey it. And so I emailed him. I said, well, wait a minute now. What if they tell you that you have to register? What if they tell you that this is now illegal and you have to surrender? It's the law. Using what you just told all of your members, and you influenced thousands and thousands of people by what you just told them, if that's the case, you have no choice but to surrender your firearms. So much for all the Mullen Lave rhetoric. Oh, so much from the my cold dead hands rhetoric that effectively a state gun group is nullifying the Second Amendment and advising its members that this is the case. Well, what we have on the other side of things, and I understand that a group that requires access to politicians and lobbying and does good work in court cases, and I'm not putting any of that down. We need all that stuff, but we reach a point where all of that stuff has failed, and now we as individuals are left with a choice. We can either obey and surrender, or we can defy and resist and take the risks that go along with that. I'm sure there will be no small segment of the gun community that will say, well, you're a radical extremist and you're making us all look bad. And, I guess that's too bad. That's an individual choice that we all have to make. When it's the end of the day and you have been ordered to turn them in, Mr. and Mrs. America, just like Dianne Feinstein wants to do.
Just like it.
Who has the greater obligation to obey, quote-unquote, the law? Us bowing to a Dianne Feinstein or a government tasked by the Second Amendment and by the Bill of Rights that these are off limits and the Constitution is the supreme law of the land?
Coming up on the next break, when we get back, I mean, you bring up a good point because I want to talk about with you, because I know you've been accused of this too from time to time. I want to talk about the people that want to be nice about gun rights advocacy, and I want to talk about what you think about that. I want to tell you what I think about it. WarOnGuns.com, that is where you can find David. You can also find him at DavidKodria.com. A lot of things you might see on Sipsy Street regulars might be coming from David as well. You never can tell. David, you hang on. Gene, you hang on. Of course, you've been hanging on the whole time. So we'll be right back. Gene Higdon sitting with me. David Kodria is sitting with me on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. This is the only kind of holster I run. That's because I can run it anywhere I want. I haven't figured out a way to run it on my back yet, but I don't have a need. But they're just that modular. Thousands of different combinations. Check them out at gcode.com. My guests today, which wasn't actually planned, but on his way back up from his class with Talent Defense, is Gene Higdon sitting in here with me from Mean Gene Leather, and David Kodria, who I rely on a lot of times for all of the analyses that I try to bring to the forefront and everything. Let me ask you a question, David. What do you think about the kinder, gentler Second Amendment advocate? Do you think people understand that we've been off course and gone so far to the left that the new normal, the only way for us to get anywhere near where we need to go is to yank the steering wheel and go hard right 90 degrees. And that's just to get us, that's going to take a while, and that's just to get us back maybe slightly right of center.
I think that there is a time and a place for all approaches. You don't get more veins in your teeth than me in terms of, you know, biting into the red meat. And yet, I find the value in taking a new person shooting. I, night was a friend of mine. His wife's brother was an executive from Japan who was visiting this country. He'd never fired a gun before. I took him to the range, and the guy was grinning like a kid in a candy store at the end of things. The same, we have a range up in California when I was still living there. And I ran into a new guy who was a Santa Monica progressive, and I allowed him to shoot and you know, took him through a whole gamut of things. And again, he was just absolutely enamored by it. And I said, when you get back home, tell your buddies that, you know, that you shot an assault rifle with an evil NRA member and you had a great time. And so, I mean, there is the time and the place for everything. And that's why I was careful in the last segment to differentiate and say, you know what, yeah, there is the time for the lobbying of the politicians. There is the time for the using of the courts. And it's only when those doors are closed that more no-nonsense measures are required. And by that I mean, you know, we're certain risks. If you defy the law, I refuse to register my semi-automatic when California required it and told the DOJ that in front of a room full of people they were dictating the terms of surrender to, and me and two buddies, we tore up the registration cards in front of them and told them, these are the only ones you're going to get from us. That was an act of not only civil disobedience, but public defiance. And so there is the time and the place for all of these things. However, I think that the real danger sometimes comes from the gun owners who think that there is only one way to do things. And I talked about the guy who said, well, we have to obey regardless of whether we agree with it or not. And the you make us all look bad crowd. And I think that group has to stop calling the group that has a different line in the sand extremists, because we either all have a line in the sand, and it's just we have different degrees and different triggers and thresholds that will get us to that line in the sand, or we have no line in the sand. If you have no line in the sand, I've got no use for you. If you have a different line in the sand than I do, well, you know, we all have different circumstances that influence our outlooks on things.
Mr. Higdon over here, he calls the Republicans in office right now, he calls them tactical rhinos. And we have this indifference while they propose everything under the sun, the most ridiculous stuff. And I know that it is better to try to look educated and calm and learned and everything. But just the other day, the Moms Demand Detention got out there after this shooting in Dallas with the Dallas police headquarters that got attacked, claiming that might have been due to open carry. And first of all, every time I see Shannon Watts on television, the first thing that flits in my mind is Lynette Squeaky Fromm. I feel like I'm looking at another one of the Manson girls because of that vapid, no blink, hollow-eyed, vacuous stare where they're just repeating a bunch of talking points. And I know Bloomberg pays her well, but she does it, and she does it to the degree to where it's absolutely ridiculous. You've got articles coming out. Where was it? There's an L.A. Times op-ed out there where the reason AR-15s are so popular is because they're fun to shoot. It's almost sexual. Some of this stuff that gets put out there, I mean, and I sit back and I try to be like my friend David Kotry and try to sit back and bring the intelligent argument to it and everything. And other times I'm just sitting there thinking, I wonder how long it would take me to break my hand on their face.
Yeah, but all they have really is pushing emotional buttons, because aside from that, they got nothing. So, yeah, absolutely she's going to come out and she's going to blame Texas open carry for a lunatic who doesn't know any better than to open fire on a police station, okay? They said the same thing about concealed carry. Here's the little trick here. Everyone who is out there now complaining the sky is falling and wringing their hands and gnashing their teeth and wailing over open carry in Texas, turn around and ask them, well, what have you done to support concealed carry if you hate open carry so much? And the bottom line is they're against concealed carry too. But by just attacking the open carry, they're masking that what they're all about is incrementalism. The true goal is a monopoly of violence on the part of an unchallengeable state and a disarmed citizen population. So that's the true goal. Everything else is smoke and mirrors to get there. And you're right. They introduce sexual terms into things. You know, I've been a gun owner for I don't know how long. And, you know, I mean, even as a kid, I had a BB rifle. And I never, until I saw these quote-unquote progressives insulting us, thought about a gun in terms of sexual terms. And now, of course, we have Merkley's Law, which basically says that in any given conversation with an anti, it's just a matter of time before they will get to making comparisons about you have a gun because you're inadequate in your physical endowments. There is the term ammosexuals.
Yes.
To refer to us as if we have some kind of fetish. And again, you know, it's kind of funny that for the so-called progressives who, on the one hand, want to talk about sexual tolerance for all alternatives, that they use sexual pejoratives as a way to attack people that they want to destroy, really. And so, again, it just shows the absolute hypocrisy of these people. Shannon Watts, you know, saying, well, it's open carry is responsible for it. She's not for concealed carry either. And when concealed carry was gaining ground, that same faction was talking about blood on the streets and Dodge City over fender benders. None of that happened either. They're liars, Bill. They're liars.
Of course they are. Of course they are. We're coming up on the last break. One thing, maybe we ought to approach this and try to be ammosexuals and try to gain acceptance along with the whole LGBT movement. We could, you know, we could try to ride in on Caitlyn Jenner's coattails or shirt, or dress hem, I guess it would be dress hem. Is that right? Dress tail?
Well, you know, when we come back.
I'm just trying to think out of the box here. That's all.
When we come back after the break, I'll tell you what happened to me when I tried that approach.
Got me thinking about dominatrix.
Okay. The more you know Gene, David, the more you get to know Gene.
Well, that's them.
That's not even like an eye opener for me.
I'm hearing the guy's into leather, so I mean, you know, let's talk.
He does a lot of stitching on his own. We'll be right back. Gene Higdon in studio, David Kodrio on the phone on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. This is where, the Kydex Meister there, Jesse Lockhart, he gets out there and he just makes stuff just to see if it'll work. A lot of those things find their way into the product line. Some of the stuff is sort of outrageous, and yet he just makes it work anyway. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. In studio with me, I have Mean Gene Higdon of MeanGeneLeather.com and various other places. War Sport carries it. G-Code carries it. On the phone with me is David Kodria. Now, you were going to tell me something. Now, you go ahead and tell me what you were going to tell me as we try to take this one down in flames here.
Yeah, this one will take a little bit because it's got some background to it. But you were talking, Bill, about using the way the left attacks us using sexual terms and maybe adopting that and kind of like almost like a jiu-jitsu using their momentum against them.
Right.
And several years back, this was 2004, I wrote an open letter to the mayor of San Francisco, a Superior Court judge, and the chief of police, because they were authorizing city employees to perform gay marriages in violation of California law. Now, my letter was not an attack or a judgment or anything on that issue. It was simply that they were disregarding a law that they opposed. That was the extent of what I wrote them about. And so I said that basically that leaves me with an interesting dilemma, because I also belong to a group that is forced by social prejudices to keep a low profile, oftentimes to hide my choices and practices, lest I suffer disapproval and ultimately persecution. I'm a gun owner, and I live a gun owner lifestyle. I don't know if I was born with a tendency to be that way or if it was an acquired disposition. All I know is I don't see why I should be forced to change. Truth be known, I like owning guns and I'm happy with who I am. I hope I suffer no repercussions by coming out of the safe, but I just can't hide the truth any longer. And I went on to just hypothesize, said, you guys have shown progressive thinking, and so just tolerance for what the majority condemns. So I was thinking of coming up to San Francisco and exercising my right to keep and bear arms, maybe showing up at City Hall with a state-banned AR-15 and a couple 30-round magazines, and also carrying several concealed pistols without a permit. Yes, I know it will be a violation of California laws, but you've shown you're willing to disregard those when it serves your goals. And because I'm a peaceable citizen, you know, and went on. And basically what I said was, can I count on your support or will you arrest me if I do that? Now, nowhere did I threaten to actually do that. I'm saying, what if I did that? Would you arrest me or would you extend the same tolerance you've shown for laws that you want to disregard? And the whole intent of that exercise was just to show hypocrisy. What this resulted in was not one but two black and whites showing up at my house, scaring the hell out of my wife, wanting to know where I was. And finally, I get a call from a San Francisco detective. They've got a criminal investigation going on, and typically I tell people, don't talk to the police. Okay, in this particular case, I felt that I could handle things because I knew that I was not guilty of making any threats or violating things. I was extremely careful with the way I worded things. It was everything that was out there was already public record anyway, and I didn't want them showing up at my place of work and dragging my management into it and causing that kind of an embarrassment. I had always made a real compartmentalized care in terms of keeping one part of my life separated from the other, because that's a professional obligation you have when you accept employment with someone else. And so I talked to this guy and basically convinced him, and he understood what I was doing, but he was obligated to go ahead and investigate things. But this just shows you the hypocrisy of things, that just merely pointing that hypocrisy out and asking, you have this chilling effect on free speech, to where you have squad cars showing up at your home and a detective calling you up demanding to know if in fact you're going to be coming up and causing any problems. And you know, it's just, I think it's a good object lesson. These people will obey and enforce the laws that advance their agenda. If anything doesn't, they will come down on it as hard as they possibly can.
Well, you know, one of the things that I take encouragement from, what happened in Colorado, that was the grassroots. That was not money. It wasn't the NRA. It wasn't GOA. It was people of Colorado did what they did in Colorado. Cuomo is fighting tooth and nail the registration data dump that everybody wants to know about in New York as to who defied it versus who actually complied with it. As is, you know, we know in Connecticut there's not a whole lot of compliance with that as well. There are people in the United States, David, that are unafraid to do exactly what you and I think needs to be done.
I hope that there is enough of a critical mass to keep stupid stuff from happening, because I think the last thing anyone who's sane wants is to see things expand and to have to be forced with the dilemma of, what am I personally going to do when this comes to my doorstep and now it's time for the rubber to meet the road? And I think that just as arms in private hands deter individual aggressors, I think arms in the hands of the people cause those who would abuse the rights of those people to think twice about it and to think very hard about the repercussions and the personal accountability that will be visited on them should they be foolish enough to try. Now, you know, I mean, it gets ultimately to what the founders understood, that the Second Amendment was an insurance policy against tyranny, foreign and domestic. And we have to be able to accept that without thinking that, you know, anyone who would even broach such a subject is equivalent to an ISIS terrorist.
Well, you got to be those that get out there and want a kinder, gentler conversation. I wonder about them, because they always seem to be coming out against people that I admire. You know? And we talked about that. And those that do that, they all seem to have a one common denominator that you, you know, I'm not going to name names or anything, but a lot of times it's all about money. They're trying to look better or right because there might be some money involved in it if it drives more people to them. Do you find that to be true?
Yeah, well, there are a lot of people that are primarily interested in filling race bowls. And again, you know, it's like you have to understand that to run a large organization is expensive. And I know just from little things I've done to try to recruit support from people how sometimes it is like pulling teeth. And so you have to sometimes have these mass mailers that go out, which most of us, you know, just find offensive and unceasing and all that. But the bottom line is it seems to work. And I wish I were smart enough to think of another way to motivate gun owners to stop being just consumers of information, that your obligation extends beyond just leaving, you know, a comment under a blog post. How about if you find something that resonates with you and that you get value from, that you take it on yourself to be a force multiplier and share that? Maybe a lot of this incessant fundraising motivation would go away if gun owners would stop looking to be led and admit that we have to be the leaders. This is truly an egalitarian movement. That's what the Right to Keep and Bear Arms is all about. It's about egalitarian power sharing. This is something that the quote-unquote progressives say they're all about, but ultimately every day for them is opposite day, and what they want, again, is the unchallengeable monolith state. And so, you know, you folks listening to this right now, tell somebody about this radio program. You know, let's you know, get them on it too. Let's get Bill's radio program multiplied, you know, by a factor of 10, and then next week a factor of 10 out of that. If you like my writing, do the same thing. How about instead of sending a donation, just do something real simple that we all can do and we all can afford? Share a link. Become a force multiplier.
Well said. David, we're about to run out of time. We will do this again. We'll do it again soon. I'll be in touch. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Swell, man. Thank you.
Stay safe. Mr. Higdon, you'll have to take some more classes on the other side of my border to so you can swing by here more often with the non-Harley, but cool bike nonetheless. Folks, we've run out of time. Thank you very much for showing up today.
You're welcome.
We're going to do this again in 22 hours. Tomorrow, Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Monday. This has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.